98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Mark Ranson and Miley Cyrus, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart, 98 FM. It's 6:14. Good morning. If you're up early out and about this morning, early rises and stuff. Myself and Susan were only chatting early on this morning saying that the amount of extra traffic on the road, like between 5 and 6 a.m., is insane. And I don't know what it is. Is it everybody just getting to work earlier, having a nap in the car park? Because there's somebody in, it's Susan, your car park, that I used to park in, that naps in the car before they go into work. I'm pretty sure of it.
I have seen her before, yeah.
You've seen her?
Yeah, she left her lights on.
Yeah, she sits with the engine on.
Yeah.
Keep herself all cozy and warm.
I haven't seen her in a while now.
Oh, she's okay. But that is insane that you'll go into work so many hours early to beat that kind of like rush hour.
Oh, that's a hard one to balance out. I would definitely just sit in traffic and lie in bed for longer.
Really?
Yeah.
And no, it's a comfy looking car she's got. You know, just sit there, the heated seat is on, the hum of the engine go. She's not doing much for the environment, in fairness.
No, she's not.
Get a sleeping bag. You would have to keep the engine running. Got Dean Lewis, be alright on the way. Here's Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait. It's 6:15 on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Morning!
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Throwing back to Fragma, Telka's Miracle. It's 6:25 on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Myself and Suze were chatting literally 10 minutes ago about the increase of traffic and people coming in earlier into town, because we're up so early, like it's a 4:30 start and we're on the road then by 5, and the amount of extra traffic is mad. And there is people who we see snoozing before they go on into work in their suits and stuff. Catherine.
Hi.
You're one of these people who snoozes in the car before you go into work.
I'm one of those mad people that snooze in the car before work, yeah.
So how far do you need to travel to get to your parking location?
I travel 63 kilometres each way.
63 kilometres. And what time do you need to be in work?
I need to be in work for 8. I leave my house at between 10 to and 5, 6. I get to where I need to be by about 7. So I have a good 50-minute nap in the car.
And you do this so you're not sitting in that rubbish traffic every day?
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. Like, if I leave anything up to 10 minutes later, I'm stuck in it for a good hour and a half. It's not worth it.
That is mad. And what happens then at the other end of the day when you've to leave? Are you leaving at rush hour?
I leave at 4, but even that seems to be worse than leaving at 5 these days.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely some of the things.
I get panicky if I'm still in the radio station till 3, because I either need to go out the M4 or the M3, and I know that it's a nightmare.
One of these is going to be a nightmare, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're doing the chapel as a bypass. Should that place, they might as well turn into a car park, never mind the M50.
Exactly.
I'll let you get back and have another snooze before you start work.
Cool, thanks
a lot. All right, thanks for chatting. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, bye, bye.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Sue's brought this movie to my attention, producer Susan. She's like, you're going to love this because the concept alone is absolutely amazing. So, Himesh Patel, who's an actor from EastEnders, plays a guy called Jack Malik. And he's a singer-songwriter. And he, just like a lot of singer-songwriters, their career struggles and trying to get recognition and trying to get their songs out there, it's no easy game at all. The thing is, he gets hit by a bus in this movie. The movie's called Yesterday. He gets hit by a bus and he wakes up in a world that the Beatles don't exist, except he remembers them, and he becomes a global superstar using the classic Beatles songs and claiming that he wrote them all and everything like that. Ed Sheeran's in the movie, and don't all get freaked out, because you all get freaked out when he was in Game of Thrones. He's actually playing himself, which is brilliant. I'm going to play you the trailer here. It's absolutely brilliant. Love this idea.
Until a month ago, you were a complete failure. Then somehow you became the biggest star in the world. As if by magic. So what happened?
Jeez. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Why did you write that?
I didn't write it. Paul McCartney wrote it. The Beatles.
Who?
Is it just you writing the songs?
Yes.
But is it?
I don't know.
I've been a fool twice over. Perhaps love isn't all you need, but it's pretty damn close.
With the song. I do have a suggestion.
Hey, dude. Hey, dude, are you sure?
Hey, dude.
He's right. That's better.
I love the idea. That was Ed Sheeran's suggestion. Shouldn't it be Eddie? Hey, dude? The movie's not going to be out till the summertime, June 28th, but I absolutely love this concept. And we were thinking as well, if you were to pick any band or any act that if you woke up and nobody ever remembers them existing, who would it be? I did kind of go down the whole Michael Jackson route, but it was kind of his charisma as well, which kind of shined through, which made him successful. So I was thinking somebody like Calvin Harris or Marshmello, or maybe somebody like Adele, because Adele, yeah. So I'm going to play some Adele now. So will you go see it or let it be? And up, sorry.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Marshmello and Bastille, happier on 98FM. It's 7:17. Dublin City. After dark can be an intimidating place. But we do our best to get through it, to keep the scum off the streets, the bad people locked up. But there's only one man that we can rely on to do this. And that man is a man in power. That man has to wear a costume. This man exists. Who am I talking about? Dublin has an actual superhero. And they did something yesterday, which we salute. Find out who's been a superhero on the way next.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Gavin James, nervous.
It's 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast.
Okay, it's 25 past 7. We have a superhero in our capital. Yeah, kid you not. Lord Mayor of Dublin, Niall Ring. He jumped out of his car and tackled a suspected mugger. This happened, okay. So I was on Merrion Square and he was on his way to see the lineup for St. Patrick's Festival. Nice PR. And I'm going to read this out from the paper because, like, to read this is like, it's like something from a children's book. It's brilliant. He heard someone shout, "Stop thief!" That never happens. If you're in Dublin and somebody shouts "Stop thief," they usually go "Cut." Let's try it again. Set the cameras up. No, they usually say, "Oh hell, get that back here, you little bit." So it was "Stop thief," and spotted two men chasing another man near St. Patrick's Cathedral. Well, this is where he asked his driver. This is the mayor now. Asked his driver of his lovely car with his one reg to stop so he could jump out, and he saw, and he was running up the path, and he saw the thief was running towards him. He stopped the guy. Literally, he stopped him, right? And he knew the game was up. We were surrounded, and the Gardaí were brilliant. They arrived about 10 or 15 seconds later. Of course they were. 10 or 15 seconds later. All right, Mayor. It's because they're always watching you. But the thing is like, he said he didn't need to use his gold chain in time to the railings. The guards are there in quick enough time to take him off, to lock him up in prison. Fantastic. The Lord Mayor of Dublin is a superhero. We salute you. Now we need a bloody superhero name for you. So, this is where we get you to get involved. Susan's come up with a brilliant one, because it happened at night time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you do the honors. You ready?
Nightmare.
Dublin, watch out. If you're a thief, you may be shouted to stop, because the nightmare is in town.
All right, his name is Ring. I like the Ringmaster. Ooh, yeah, yeah, but he'd have to like dress that. Like a Ringmaster.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah. So Nightmare Ringmaster, that is the best that we can do. I'm sure that you can do better, and we will give the best. Shall we throw in a prize?
Yeah, go on. We'll give him cinema passes. All IMC right. Cinemas.
Cool. 0877-98-98-98. Do your best.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
If you're only joining us now, How's it going? Thank you so much for turning on 98FM's Big Breakfast. If you didn't hear, the mayor of Dublin had an incident last night. He's okay, though. He's a bit of a superhero. He tackled a suspected mugger. Somebody shouted, "Stop, thief!" Neil Ring jumped out of his car, told his driver, "Stop! Stop the Batmobile! I'm going to jump out here." And this is amazing. He hopped out, went up the path, and the thief was running towards him. He saw him coming towards him. The guy stopped. He knew the game was up. He knew the jig was up. And he was surrounded. And the Gardaí were brilliant. And I quote now from the Daily Mirror, or from the Daily Mail, it says, "They arrived 10 or 15 seconds later, was the guards," just like that, popped it. They've drones, you see, the guards, they pop out of the sky. Absolutely amazing. So we were looking for mayor superhero name suggestions. Davey, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Davey, how are you?
Not too bad, you well?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. So we're looking for superhero names for our mayor because he's a bit of a hero after doing that last night. So what are you suggesting?
My suggestion would be the Annihilator.
Is this a play in his name, which is Neil? But it's spelt Nile.
The
Annihilator. I like it. Okay, let's put it as a contender. Thank you so much, Davey.
Lovely. No brother.
Cheers, bye-bye. Amy, good morning.
Morning.
Yours is more of a tagline, isn't it, if we come up with a superhero name for the mayor?
Yeah, it's more like a classic.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the stage now. You ready for when the music kicks in? You're going to say it just after you actually save the day. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Mayor, the force be with you.
Yes. I love it, Amy. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to take the best of our suggestions for our superhero name for the mayor of Dublin. And we're going to do a Twitter poll, and we will have a name, and we will present it to him in some sort of plaque or in a piece of paper drawn on with crayon. Thanks, Amy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. 5 questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Who is looking to take our cash office this morning? Well, it's a lady called Denise. How are you?
Hiya, how's it going?
Fantastic, thanks very much. You're on the school run. Who are you running to school?
Lily.
The school run really is kind of like, not the proper saying, it's to drive them to school, really, because if it was a school run, you'd put them on your back and leg it down the road with them, wouldn't you?
That's it.
Come here, is there any gossip from the school gates?
Did I what?
Any gossip from the school gates?
I just leave her at the gate and I go.
You don't stick around for the gossip, no?
No.
I'd love that. Just stick around, get the gossip, see what's going on. Who's kissing who, do you know what I mean? All right, so best of luck, Denise. Is Lily going to be able to help you out on this?
I hope so. She better.
Yeah, Lily.
Lily,
do you
hear them?
Yeah.
Have some responsibilities. What age are you, Lily?
8.
Perfect.
€25.
5 questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
All right, over to Suze.
Okay. In what month does the Irish Leaving Cert take place every year?
June.
It is June. Lily won't have to worry about that for about 10 years, I'd say.
Depends. Just depends how smart Lily is.
Oh, yeah.
She could be flash forward a couple of years. All right, you got £25. Do you guys want to take that, have a nice lunch, or move on to question two?
We'll move on.
€50.
You're fired.
Oh,
is a famous phrase from which reality TV show?
The Apprentice.
Look at you.
It is. You've made it through.
Well done, Denise. Come on, Lily. Pull up your socks, love.
Lily, come on.
Right, you have €50. That's €25 each, you know. Take out tonight, you know. What do you want to do? Take the €50 or go for €100?
We'll go on, please.
You sure? Yeah, okay.
€100.
I like their confidence.
Where is the 2020 Olympics to be held?
Can we have a clue?
It's in Asia. Have a guess, anything. An Asian country.
Quick.
Anything.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Can you tell us the answer?
Yeah, of course.
Don't tell them, Suze. Let them hang on.
I'm Let them learn their lesson. Yeah. It is Tokyo 2020, so it's in Japan.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. Oh, well,
hard
next
luck.
Time.
Oh, you think? Oh, yeah, probably. You will get on next time, Denise. Thank you so much, Lily. Enjoy school, and you're awesome because you're ace. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye. 98 FM's. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 8:25. So we were talking to a lady this morning called Catherine who goes to work extra early so she avoids sitting in an hour and a half traffic so she can be less stressed and not have to deal with traffic because she hates traffic. And we're trying to find other people who did this and would you do it? And the general kind of gist of it is like, no way will I do that. Getting up early, I prefer to sit in traffic and just listen to you guys. Thanks. Here we go now. My girlfriend does this and she's happier and less stressed from it. There's a good insight to that. I do the same. I just can't deal with traffic and sacrifice the early start and get a snooze in the car before work. I function much better in work and in life. Started this about 6 months ago. Nice one. I thought of doing this, but my mate said I was mad that you wouldn't save any time or benefit from it. But after hearing that woman, Catherine, I'm going to try it. That's from Simon, sitting in traffic for the last 40 minutes. Maybe, Suze, you thought maybe if we could get half of the people who are in traffic to try this.
Yeah.
That means traffic would half.
That's half the problem. So half of us, let's all drive to work at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And half of us will continue on as normal, driving now. And then everyone's commute gets halved.
Have you just solved the commuting issue in Dublin?
Who's going to get up at 5? Come on.
Yeah, good luck.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Destiny's Child, what a tune, girl. It's 20 to 9 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Did you hear Georgie's news? She's saying that we spend 10 days out of our own year, like 10 full days. That's the whole 24 hours in a day. 10 of them in our car every year. That's mad. Dublin, yous are broken when it comes to traffic. And we're talking about people who are travelling to work earlier and then literally sleeping in their car before they've got to go to work so they don't have to sit in traffic. Aaliyah, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So,
sitting in traffic myself.
You're in traffic. Do you not travel in earlier then?
I do, yeah. Usually I would, and then today I decided, you know what, I'll have a little bit of sleep in, and I've never regretted it more.
Okay, so what do you normally do then? What time do you normally get up?
I usually get up at 5:45.
And how long is your drive then?
About 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
And how long is it with traffic?
I couldn't tell you. I'm about 5 minutes down the road now where I'd usually get, and I've been sitting in my car since 8:10.
So that's like literally half an hour already in your car, and you're nowhere near your destination. Okay.
Yeah,
So, like, how does it improve your life by doing this and getting the little bit of snooze after you've driven for the 10 or 15 minutes? Like, is it more beneficial to do this?
My thing is just that I hate the traffic. I can't even sleep once I get to college.
Oh, okay.
So I literally just, like, get in there earlier just so I don't have to sit in the traffic and get, like, a cup of tea, you know, make a to-do list of the day, all that kind of stuff. Just waste time until my lectures start. I can't even go to sleep.
I can't even deal with your organisational skills. That is mad. Well, fair play to you. Do you know what? And for you to come on and tell us all that, we're going to give you a little prize if that's okay, Aaliyah.
Oh, brilliant.
See, we've partnered up with the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival and we want to give you a family ticket for Mia and the White Line on Saturday, 23rd of February. How's that?
Deadly. Thanks a million.
Can guarantee you, you're probably going to fall asleep in it though because you don't get enough sleep in your life. Have a good day in college.
Thanks a million. Bye, guys.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. The 9:15 Mystery Machine. 98 FM. I don't think the Mystery Machine likes me calling it. The beast is glowing red now.
No, it doesn't at all.
Sorry.
Vibrating. Weird.
Nice. So, I don't particularly want to touch it. Because okay. So, if you've never heard the 915 Mystery Machine, by the way, thank you once again for tuning in. What it is, it's this object that's in the room, and we don't know where it came from, but it gives us something to do at 9:15 every day at 9:15. That's why we call it the 915 Mystery Machine.
Yeah.
We don't know where it was even made. Rumor
no idea. There is a made in China little stamp on the bottom of it, though.
It's sellotaped on, though. Actually, that's just fallen off. Okay, would you like to pull a lever, press a button, twist a knob?
Yeah, we'll go for that one around the back.
Smoke coming out of it. Whoa. Okay, what's going on?
Oh, it's a bit of a romantic one this morning.
Oh, yeah?
As it's Valentine's Day,
yeah,
it's romance or nonsense.
Okay, and we've got Tracy to play along with us. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Ooh. Are you feeling romantic this morning?
No.
Oh, good. Thank God. I thought something was going to happen there.
A very definite no there from Tracy. Yeah. No. Okay, I'll explain how this works. We all know dating websites such as Tinder or Match.com. But if you're into more specific things, there's dating websites out there. So there could be some for people who love dogs or people who love hiking.
Oh.
So the Mr. Machine has given me a list here of some dating websites. Some are real ones that actually exist, and some are just made up ones by the Mystery Machine. It's up to you two to discover which ones are real and which ones are fake.
Okay, all right. All let's right. go for it. Do you want Tracy to go first or me to go first?
Cooper, let's go first with you. Okay?
I'm first. Good luck, Tracy.
Okay, thank you.
Women behind bars. They did the crime, but they love your time. Is it true or false? Is it romance or is it nonsense?
I've heard of kind of people getting, you know, visits from complete strangers in prisons because, you know, there is that type of fetish. I'm going to say, I'm going to say that this is a real...
No.
Cooper.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you. It is real.
Yes.
It is romance.
Did you hear that, lads? If you're just not having any luck and you reckon, you know...
Yeah. Write them a letter, see what happens. All right, Tracy, you're up next, okay?
Thank you.
Neat freaks, get down and cleanly with your next date.
No.
You don't think neat freaks would want to hang out together, no?
No.
Well, you're right. It is nonsense.
Yeah. Neat freaks think everybody's not neat, so that it's never going to agree to.
Yeah, it's never going to be to each other's standards. Yeah. Anymore.
It's like, there's only one Monica.
Right, you both have a point each. Cooper, you're up next.
All right.
Men who hate sport. Sick of men who spend all their time watching the footy, this site is for you. So find a man who's not going to be spending his weekends in front of the telly box.
Yeah,
basically.
See, I'd be one of those people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't spend my time in front of the TV at all.
Do you think there's women out there that would be looking for that?
I think there might. Yeah, I'm going to say there is.
There isn't.
Oh.
There should be, though.
Definitely.
I'm going out with someone, but sign me up.
All right, okay. So 1-0 at the... Sorry, 1-1. Tracy, you could beat me at this one if you get this right.
Okay.
Look.
My lovely parent, when your mum needs a matchmaker.
What? Oh, my God. No.
So if you want to set up your parents.
Oh, yeah. So what's wrong with that if you're, you know...
I think you'd leave them do that themselves, wouldn't you? You wouldn't get involved in that.
Tracy, sometimes I need help. It is real.
It is real. Wow, you were wrong.
God.
It says here the website's for only for over 50s. So if you want, if you think your mom or dad would like a date, get on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in any way getting involved in that situation.
I don't know. I think that'd be pretty cool. Like if you know, if your parents just didn't know how to go out and about and go find love, I think that's a brilliant idea.
This is the decider, guys. You both have a point each.
Okay. All right. Best of luck, Tracy.
Thank you.
Pineapple on pizza, pals. Bond over your controversial food choices.
All right. Now, I don't mind pineapple on pizza. I was converted.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, what do you think?
Would
you, well, specifically, would you put pineapple on your pizza?
No, I would not. Definitely not.
We'd never match then, Tracy. No. Also, I'm married, so, you know. But, you know, we could meet behind
That's
somewhere.
That's kind of important.
Have some pineapple on pizza somewhere.
All right, well, Tracy, we'll go with you first. Do you think it's a real dating website or a whole pile of nonsense?
I'll say yes.
You think it is? You're Cooper?
I say it's nonsense. I don't think there's that type of thing going on.
Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. It does not exist.
Yes. In your face,
well
Tracy.
Well done. Well done.
I love that Tracy thinks that one exists, but you couldn't,
not the man one.
You couldn't hook up your parents. That would be ridiculous.
Tracy, we're going to give you movie passes anyway, if that's all right.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and happy Valentine's Day tomorrow.
And to you too.
All right, cheers. 98 FM's.
98FM's Gossip, according to Luke. With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Gossip, according to Luke, but Susan's got the news.
I'm going to start off with something I was chatting about yesterday during the Gossip. So we were teasing Avril Lavigne and Nicki Minaj's new song.
Yeah.
Called Dumb Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got a chance to listen to it. I see what you think. I'm undecided. I'm a babe, I'm a boss, and I'm making this my day. I can flip like a switch and I cut like a blade. Trying to get it out. I can sting like a bee, but I'm sweeter than honey. And I'm quick as a whip, so get out of my way. Come and get it out. I ain't no dumb blonde. I ain't no stupid boss. That's Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. It sounds weird.
There is a lot going on there. But I feel like it's going to be a grower.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what it sounds like?
Go on.
It sounds like something from High School Musical.
Yeah. I got to get my head in the game.
Just saying, that just to me.
It does. Yeah. Has that like overly peppy kind of beat about it.
There is the drum snaps in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be intrigued to see if we'll be playing it. And then we'll have to like it.
No.
From that... to Professor Green. So he was just about to kick off his tour and he's in hospital now. He's had to cancel the entire tour after fracturing his neck.
Ooh.
So he shared a picture on his social media of him in a neck brace and he had three seizures which resulted in a fall. And he fractured the vertebrae, which is awful. I feel really bad for him.
Yeah.
So he should be, that. God knows when that tour will be rescheduled.
That's horrible.
Keep an eye on that. And finally, this is something I saw last night and it's out in June and I just cannot wait to see it because I just think the concept of it seems really cool. So it's a film called Yesterday. It's directed by Danny Boyle and it's starring Himesh Patel. So he was actually in EastEnders. I used to watch him in EastEnders but I can't remember his character's name, but he was great in it. So the concept of this is that Himesh, he is a songwriter, but he's not doing very well. He's just, you know, he just loves writing music and singing. And then he has an accident on his bike.
He gets hit by a bus, Seuss.
Yeah. So he gets hit by a bus. And then when he wakes up from his coma or whatever he was in, he wakes up in a world where the Beatles never existed. So songs by the Beatles aren't there. There's no Let It Be. There's no...
Oasis.
So there's no... Or there's no Blackbird, there's no Yesterday, and obviously Yesterday is named after the song. So he decides, well, you know, here's an opportunity, and have a listen. It's amazing. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
When did you write that?
I didn't write it. Paul McCartney wrote it, the Beatles.
Who?
Is it just you writing the songs?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know.
I've been a fool twice over. Perhaps love isn't all you need. But it's pretty damn close.
With the song, do you have a suggestion?
Hey dude, are you sure?
Hey dude.
He's right. That's better.
So at the end of that is, of course, Ed Sheeran convincing him to change Hey Jude to Hey Dude.
Amazing.
Because, you know, we'll sell more records. Just is a really good feeling about it. I think it's going to be a big movie of the summer.
It's a love story as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. Starring Lily James, actually. So that was the Gossip according to Suze. You may go in peace. 98 FM's.
Ellie Goulding, Burn on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast at 9:37, and it's time to get set to hear a story that has been gathered from around the world. Suze goes exploring. You know, in those, when was the last time you picked up a newspaper? Yeah,
there are newspaper.
Yeah.
And you go through, and you go through, and you go through, and then you get past all the cartoons. And then there's these little columns that have like...
weird sections. Yeah.
When you find those that aren't even in the newspapers, and you find them online on the dark webs.
Yeah. And this, well, this story is, it's weird, but it's also slightly romantic, depending on which way you look at it. So it's, we're going over to Maryland in the United States, a university called Towson. So the police there are looking for a woman. What she's been accused of, I actually think it's kind of sweet. Okay, so she was spotted roaming around Towson University, and specifically in the library. She went in there, and she was approaching students, and she was showing them her phone, and on her phone was a picture of her son, and she was looking for a date for him.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
That'd be something my mum would have done.
Yeah, just have a look. Yeah, and I liked it. She went into the library, so she obviously has a certain girl in mind, studious, you know, studying for their exams.
Not out at frat parties, upside down, doing keggers.
Yeah, she wasn't in the bar.
Yeah.
So she has
That's where
type.
Her son is.
Yeah. So she was approaching students. I want to know, who are the students that phoned the police? That's me.
Oh, the students phoned the police?
The students got in touch with the police and said, there's this woman going around approaching students. The police received 3 separate incident reports of this woman going around. She's described being in her late 50s, wearing glasses, blue jeans, and a striped long sleeve shirt. And they still haven't found her. More importantly, they haven't found her son. I would guess he's dropped out of college. He's a college dropout now.
She's not going around saying, have you seen him?
No.
She's going around, would you date him?
Would you date him?
I know. I have a funny feeling that those 3 people who reported him, or reported her, were people who weren't asked because...
Yeah,
they were well gelled.
Been left out, yeah. Oh, I'm not your type.
Sorry, you don't think I'm pretty enough. All right, that's good.
I'd really want to know the end. I'm sorry I can't give you a happy ending to that story because we don't know where she is. They're still on the lookout for her and who her son is. But I will give you a song suggestion, and I'm going to start with Spice Girls, Mama. Mama, I
love you. Mama. You're crazy.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
I love that. I got to be very careful. Every time I mention my mom, she always sends me a WhatsApp.
Oh, does she?
I can hear you.
Name drop.
What song would you like for that mad story? So, mother goes around the college campus with a picture of her son saying, would you date him? Into the library and everything. Let us know. Love to hear your suggestions. 0877 98 98 98. While you're doing that, I'm going to play you some old school David Guetta and the new one from While You... Next.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
David Kett and the Egg, Love Don't Let Me Go on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. So we got one more tune story from Suze. And very briefly, Suze, can you please give us an update on what happened?
So a woman in Maryland in the United States, she's taken it into her own hands to find her son a date. So she went to a local university, had a walk around the library, and went up to people and showed a picture of her son and said, you know, would you consider it? And then the students rang the police because they're no crack.
Yeah, zero crack students these days. There was no avocado in the fridge either. So song suggestions coming in. Soldier Boy, Tell Them, Kiss Me Through the Phone. Kiss me through the phone. No. We do like this one though. Tupac, Do For Love. You won't do. Your mom to go into the library.
I love that song.
We do have a song though which has just been nailed with this one. It's a brilliant suggestion. Well done to Craig for suggesting, and it is
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Boyzone, picture of you. I've got a picture of you on my phone. There you go. Nice. And it's one more chin on 98FM. Morning
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.